You're listening to the Gospel Project for Preschool and Kids Weekly Leader Training.
Hi, and welcome to another episode of the Gospel Project for Kids Weekly Leader Training Podcast. I'm Maggie Bertram, and today I'm joined by Sarah McLean. Hey, Sarah.
Hey, Maggie.
How are you today?
Doing well. How about yourself?
I am doing good. So on this episode, we are discussing Unit 12, Session 2, Solomon Built the Temple, which is focusing on 1 Kings chapters 6 through 8. So building makes me think of like Legos and manipulatives. So what was your boys' go-to building material of choice?
So we did a lot of Legos. We also loved magnet tiles, the magnetic tiles.
I do love magnet tiles. Yes.
So we would use those a lot. We used to have over our whole living room, we'd have like all these buildings and structures set up. But I have my 9-year-old right now is really into engineering. And so we have a subscription every month. He'll get a box and it comes with all these tools and a guide, and he can build different stuff. And so actually one just came the other day and he built a mechanical drawing tool so that whenever you put a pin in it, it actually will like draw designs. And
that's so cool.
It's really cool. So yeah, he's really into that right now. So it's kind of been a variety of things over the years, depending on my boy's interests, but it's always fun to see them being creative in those different ways.
Mm-hmm. When I was growing up, we had this set of building materials called, I think it was tubers and zots, maybe. Mm-hmm. And it was these wires that were really pliable that were covered in foam. And so you could they were malleable and you could bend them in different ways. And then they had different connecting points. And I've tried to look them up. They don't make them anymore. It's like, those would be such fun gifts for the kids in my life. But they were so fun. I mean, and they were big enough to where you could even make forts and
oh my goodness,
large cars and stuff out of them. They were very fun. That was my building material of choice growing up. All right. So Sarah, why don't you share with us the big idea for this session?
King Solomon was the son of David. God chose Solomon to be king over Israel after David died. Last week, we learned that Solomon was young and inexperienced. When God appeared to Solomon in a dream and told Solomon to ask for anything, Solomon asked for wisdom to lead God's people. God gave Solomon wisdom, and Solomon became the wisest earthly king to ever live. This week, we'll learn how Solomon built a temple for the Lord because he remembered God's promise to allow David's son to build the temple. The story points for preschool is Solomon built a temple for God to dwell. And for kids, Solomon built a temple for God to dwell with his people.
All right. And now let's head into the part of the episode where we talk about activities that might need a little extra instructions. And I will start with preschool. So in older preschool, there's an activity called Build with Graham Crackers, and preschoolers will use graham crackers with frosting to make a building. And you might consider offering other items like M&Ms, licorice, or other candies for preschoolers to use to decorate their structure. They are really going to love that. That is fun.
That sounds fun, for sure. For older kids, there's an activity called Fill It Up. And because this activity involves water, this would be a great activity to play outside if, of course, the weather allows. There's also some instructions in the leader guide that allows for you to play it inside, trying to protect the floors and the space that you're in. There's also an activity in the older kids leader guide called Sugar Cube Temple. And so kids will be building a temple out of different sugar cubes. And you can choose to use hot glue if you prefer to do that, if you're brave enough to bring the hot glue in. It would allow for the structure to dry a little bit quicker. And you may also decide that instead of allowing kids in each group to build a temple, you may decide, well, we're going to build one as a whole group. And so you could make that as option as well. For midweek, there is a group activity called Move If. And in this activity, instead of floor dots, you could tape pieces of construction paper to the ground.
Those are some fun activities. Yeah, a lot of building, which makes sense given, the session title. All right, as we wrap up, let's talk about what we are excited about in this session. And I think this session is really going to resonate with the builders and artists in our classes. The care and detail that Solomon put into the temple, specifically the innermost area where the Ark of the Lord's Covenant would reside, shows that God values beauty and creativity. And it also shows that he desires to be with his people, but even this beautiful temple couldn't contain God. I love Solomon's prayer that we see in the Bible story, which says, "But will God live on earth? Even the highest heaven cannot contain you, much less this temple I have built." So I think it's going to be really important that we help kids understand that Solomon did build this beautiful temple for the Lord to reside in. But that now, as believers, we get to have the Holy Spirit living in us, and that is so much better.
Yeah, I agree, Maggie. I love that. I also love Solomon's prayer and how it reminds us of God's greatness, that nothing can contain him. He is just too big and too great and too wonderful. And I think it's so important to give kids a picture of a big God. We never want to make God seem small or contained. Instead, we want to point them to his true character and what he's really like, and reminding them of, like, even what Paul said in Acts 17, that the God who made the world and everything in it, he is the Lord of heaven and earth, and he does not live in shrines made by human hands. He doesn't need anything. In fact, he is the one who gives us our life and breath and everything. And I think when we give a picture of a big God to kids, it helps them remember that God is greater than anything that they face, including whatever circumstances they may be going through, and reminding them that, like you said, because God is so big and so great and so wonderful, that he made this possible for us to have him dwell with us inside of us, and knowing that he is with them if they are believers, and that they can go to him at any point, at any time, and anywhere. As Jesus said in John 4, that he wants those to worship him in spirit and in truth, no matter where they are. And so, yeah, I think that it's going to be a fun session for kids to kind of just remember those truths.
Such a good reminder. And what a cool opportunity for us as leaders to help kids form that right view of God. Like, we get to be at the foundation level of them building that, which is really fun and a unique opportunity. Thanks for listening to today's episode of the podcast. We hope you have found it helpful as you prepare to teach the Gospel Project for kids in preschool.
Thanks for listening to this week's leader training for the Gospel Project for Preschool and Kids. For more resources to help you focus your ministry on the gospel, please visit gospelproject.com.